أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. Don't they see? From the things that our hands have fashioned, we have created for them cattle, then they own them and they control them. And we have subjected them to you, then some of them you ride and others you eat. And therein you have for yourselves numerous uses and you get milk to drink. And won't you offer thanks, be grateful? Yet mankind takes up gods besides Allah Ta'ala that he may receive some help, whereas they cannot help themselves. لا يستطيعون, they cannot help them, and they will be brought forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the judgment. So let not their words grieve you, for we know what they hide and what they disclose. Isn't this marvelous, reflecting, pondering over the system Allah ta'ala has designed? It's a huge, huge mass. It's a buffalo at times, it's a cow, or elephants, huge masses of animals. A little child would be able to drive them, herd them away. Yet these huge masses, they cannot control and cannot herd a single man. So Allah Ta'ala has given blessed mankind with that acumen, that understanding, and that ability that he can move huge masses, give them control, give them that ability that he knows how to manage them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَ. Does not man see that we had created him from a drop? Then he stands forth as an open adversary saying, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. He sets up and a comparison for us. And he forgets his own origins and creation, saying that who will give life to these bones when they are decomposed and dried? Say, the one who has created it in the first time. And he knows well all types of creation, the one who has produced for you fire from green wood. from the green trees, he has provided fire. And then, behold, you set up your fires alight. Again, another point of reflection. أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Mankind, when he sees himself, then he is just a drop in the wide ocean of existence. And then when Allah Ta'ala has fashioned him, designed him, and perfected him, he forgets about his origin and forgets about his humble beginnings, what he was, then it is the height of folly that he begins to ask, who will give life to these bones when they are decomposed? He doesn't realize that there was no existence of him, and then Allah Ta'ala gave him that existence. Now when Allah Ta'ala granted him existence, for Allah Ta'ala to repeat the process is all much more easier. It takes numerous years sometimes to prepare a book. To design something takes years. But to repeat the process, to photocopy that book, within minutes man is able to do so. So repeating the process is so much more easier than starting and initiating something. So when Allah Ta'ala has done this for the first time, then look at it at your levels, then just to copy the process, how much easier will it be? Though for Allah Ta'ala, the first creation and the repeated creation is the same. There is nothing like difficulty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ. For the one that has created the heavens and the earth, is he not able to create their like? Definitely, he is the supreme creator, all-knowing. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. When he intends a thing, then his command is be and it is. So for him there is nothing, no word like difficulty. He must just say be and it is. His intention is existence. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Then glory be to him, in whose hands is everything. Control, the dominion of everything is his hands. And to him will you be brought forth. Will be brought for the second time.